All right, we're going to get started. So next up, we've got Mathieu Lenoyer, who's going to be talking to us about waste-free per CPU user space memory allocation.
All right. Thank you, Stefan. So just as a segue from the previous talk, so the common topic there is trying not to waste memory, right? But here my focus is more on user space. So I'm Mathieu Denoyer. I'm a CEO at Efficious, and I maintain the restartable sequence and MemBarrier system calls, as well as the LTTNG tracer, and in this context, libarsec. There's no release yet of that project. It's a master branch, but it's a project that aims at improving per CPU data structure access in user space. So, and for that, I need to allocate per CPU data structures. And we'll see how we can do things better with the libarsec project. All right. So the goal of this presentation, first it's to discuss scaling of data structures by partitioning, just give a bit of context, discuss the challenges associated with the use of per CPU data in user space, memory use, file sharing, cache line waste, present the libarsec mempool per CPU allocator, discuss the current mmap, mmadvice, memfd open limitation with respect to shared mappings meant to be local to a process. Because when something is shared, it's shared with the children after a fork or clone. So scaling data structures, I'm going to go quickly there because I think there are quite a few kernel developers in the room, so I'm not going to learn, nobody's going to learn anything new. So scope and partitioning of data structure, scope you have stack, data, heap. Partitioning, you have global variables, thread local storage. In a kernel, that would be adding stuff into the task. Thread task. Yeah, well, the per CPU data task struct. Yes. Okay. So per CPU data is actually very good. So each CPU accesses its own data. However, on larger machines today, that poses some challenges, as we will see for user space. So thread local storage. TLS, so when the workload has much more threads than the system has CPUs, then it becomes, it leads to inefficient use of the CPU cache because things that could be shared between threads end up having those per thread copy. The access per thread are really, really fast, but if you're bouncing between threads, then you're invalidating the cache from the other threads. It's only static definition. Initialization of large TLS areas, slow down thread creation. Still, I'm talking about user space here, right? So we're in the kernel thread, but I'm talking about how the kernel can help improve user space, and we'll get to that. So global dynamic TLS model for shared object is lower than initial exec and have additional side effects. So per CPU data is an alternative to TLS. So it's a partitioning strategy that is widely used within the Linux kernel, but it's not used so much in user space as far as I know. And when it's used, there's actually this anti-pattern that we observe. People just declare arrays of per CPU items. They basically calculate what's my worst possible case for the number of CPUs. I just create an array of per CPU items and I index by the current CPU number. What can go wrong there? Well, we'll see. And they index either with the result of sketget CPU or the rsec CPU ID field. Since Linux 6.3, rsec added a new concurrency ID field, which basically gives you an index into a per CPU data structure, but which is indexed by a current index value that you have within the process that is as close to zero as possible, allocated by the scheduler based on the number of concurrently running threads. So here we have this anti-pattern, back to this anti-pattern. So at the left side, we can see false sharing. So if you don't align the elements and they are smaller than a cache line, then you end up having cache line bouncing across your CPUs that do accesses to different indexes in your data structure. So one solution for that, you'll say, well, okay, let's align each of those data structure, cache line align. Well, the problem there is if you do that for a lot of data in your program, you're actually wasting hot cache lines with padding. So your functional density of the cache line becomes really bad. So Yeah, just as I said, elements not cache line aligned, it hurts performance due to false sharing. If they are cache line aligned with padding, you waste cache lines. So if we look at how the Linux kernel get away with that, is by implementing its own per CPU allocator. It basically maps a memory range on each CPU, and the memory allocator allocates ranges at the same offset on semantically on each CPU. So when you get some per CPU data pointer that you've allocated, you then use it by indexing it with a stride. That will give you the, well, not necessarily a stride. They can do tricks with segment selector on some architectures, but the idea is you actually offset in your own per CPU data. So I've implemented a similar trick for user space in the libarsec mempool per CPU allocator. So it's a port of those per CPU kernel allocator concepts to user space. It's implemented as a user space API within libarsec, and it basically, so I have an API to allow user space to create memory pools. Each pool maps a memory range, and it's actually an array of per CPU areas. So the user can define the size of those areas. For instance, it can be 64 kilobyte per CPU. And then the allocation against the pool reserves memory at the same offset for each CPU.